an exhausted soldier of the Israeli army fighting in Gaza. And you know, you fight for days and nights with very little sleep. So finally, he was completely exhausted, the soldier. And in moments between the battles, he decided he's going to take a nap. He needed a place where to take a nap. And the closest thing to a mattress was the top of a tank. So he lied down on the top of the tank. It was safe at the time, I guess, there. And he went to sleep. And I guess somebody caught the video of somebody going and waking him up. So first you wonder, why are you waking up this poor guy? Maybe it's time to go somewhere. It's time for a mission. So he's waking up this soldier. The soldier, you could see, is exhausted. And then the soldier looks up and his face breaks out in an insanely broad smile. And they start hugging each other. It turns out that this was his father. His father, who was also drafted to Gaza, noticed his son on the tank. And he came and he woke him up and they just embraced each other, father and son. He's in Gaza, for heaven's sake. I don't have to tell the people here what Gaza is. One of the epicenters of evil in the world. And that's where he is. He goes to sleep on a tank, who's the most comfortable place he could find. And he's awake in the middle of sleep. If the story stops here, right? It's like, okay. I hope the guy let him go back to sleep. But then when he sees who's there, he's so comforted. He's smiling from ear to ear. Why? Because it was his father. And he loved his father. And he knows his father loves him. And his father would do anything for him. And his father and him obviously have a very deep and powerful relationship. What did it do? His father didn't take him out of Gaza. His father just said, I'm here. That being together, that feeling that you're not isolated, the isolation in life is worse than everything.
TheYeshiva.net